Let us turn to the scripture reading for today, which is in the book of John, chapter 9, verses 1-14.
接着我们会读今天的经文，经文来自约翰福音的第九章一至到十四节。
We will be reading this responsively, first in English and then in Cantonese.
我们用启应的方式读出，先读英文，然后再读中文。
John chapter 9. As he went along, he saw a man blind from birth.Ask him, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his mother, that he was born? Neither this man nor his parents sinned, said Jesus, but this happened so that the work of God might be displayed in his life. As long as it is day, we must do the work of him who sent me. Night is coming when no one will work. While I am in the world, I am the light of the world. Having said this,He spit on the ground, made some mud, and Go, he told him, wash in the pool of Siloam. This word means sent. So the man went and washed and came home seeing. Some claimed that he was. Others said, no, he only looks like him.But he himself insisted, I am the man. He replied, The man they called Jesus made some mud and put it on my eyes. He told me to go to Siloam and washed. So I went and washed, and then I could see. They brought to the Pharisees the man who had been blind. Let us read the last verse together.Now the day on which Jesus had made the mud and opened the man's eyes was a Sabbath.
第一节，耶稣过去的时候，看见一个人生来是瞎眼的。耶稣回答说：也不是这人犯了罪，也不是他父母犯了罪。是要在他身上显出神的作为来。我在世上的时候是世上的光。对他说：你往西罗亚池子里去洗。西罗亚翻出来就是奉差遣。他去一洗，回头就看见了。有人说是他，又有人说不是，却是像他。他自己说是我。他回答说：有一个人名叫耶稣，他和泥抹我的眼睛，对我说。你往西罗亚池子里去洗，我去一洗就看见了。他们把从前瞎眼的人带到法利赛人那里。耶稣和泥开他眼睛的日子是安息日。
May God bless the readers and hearers of His word.
愿神祝福听同埋读佢话语嘅人。
The children are quietly dismissed for children's worship.
呢时候，小朋友可以去下边儿童崇拜。
The title of the message by Pastor Thomas Mack this morning is Was Blind, But Now I See.
麦牧师今日传讲信息的题目是从前瞎眼，今得看见。大家早晨。
Good morning, everyone.
让我们先一起来祈祷。
Let us pray first.
天父，我们多谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
你就是我们生命的光。
You are the light of our life.
以前虽然我们很多东西我们看不到。
Though there are many things we do not perceive.
但你来到我们的生命的里面。
But you've come into our lives.
光照我哋。
You enlighten us.
改變我哋。
You change us.
讓我哋去認識主你。
So that we may know you, Lord.
更加去相信接受你做我哋嘅救主。
And even more, we believe and have faith in you as our Savior.
今日就求主你啊，繼續嘅打開我哋嘅心，去聽你嘅話語。
Lord, may you continue to open our hearts and to listen to your word.
叫我哋喺更深嘅體會到你自己嘅心腸。
So we can see your heart.
係一個幾咁憐憫人嘅神。
What a merciful God you are.
咁我哋一齊祈禱，係奉主耶穌基督嘅名求。
We pray this in your Son's name.
Amen.
Amen.
我有一位咧係牧師嘅朋友，佢上個禮拜去華盛頓參加一個叫做為生命而行嘅遊行。
I have a friend who is a pastor. He went to the March for Life in Washington D.C. last week.
咁我晚上翻去打開個電視睇嘅時候。
So during the evening, I turned on the television to watch.
90%嘅報道都係話報道嗰啲為咗婦女權利而嘅遊行。
But 90% of the reporting was concentrated on the women's rights.
為婦女權利嘅遊行咧，就為咗要紀念啊1973年1月22日喺高等法院嘅將個墮胎合法化。
And the theme of the women's march.Was to commemorate the legislature of 1973 January 22nd, the right to life.
婦女擁有平等的權益是合乎聖經的。
Yes, indeed, it is according to the scripture to have women's rights.
但將佢被扭曲為話哦，婦女有權利嘅時候，佢有權利決定佢嘅身體去墮胎，咁樣係唔啱嘅。
But when it is twisted to say that a woman has the right to have abortions, that is incorrect.
墮胎就是將一個有血有肉的胎兒在母腹裡面被殺害，然後將它分解，然後將它再抽出來。
To have an abortion is to take away the life of the fetus within the mother's womb.
这个比在地震在风灾里面所死的人更加恐怖的事，每一日都发生在这个诊所的里面，堕胎的诊所里面。
Something as horrific as abortion is just like when we see disasters happening around the world.
比那些地震风灾更加可怕，这个堕胎每一日有成十萬宗嘅發生喺呢個全世界嘅個診所嘅裏面。
But even more horrific than the natural disasters is that there are annually 100,000 abortions performed globally.
每日唔係啊。
Every day.
每一日有十萬嘅胎兒會被殺死。
Every day there are 100,000.Unborn baby being aborted.
有人會話黑人嘅生命重要。
Some might say that a certain race has more importance.
Black life matter.
The recent movement of black life matter.
有人話某一種嘅人嘅生命重要。
Or other people might say such and such a person might have more important significance in their life.
但係我哋正經講真，我哋每一個人。嘅生命都重要。
But the Bible tells us that each and every life is important.
殺死一個嬰兒，無論喺體外或者體內，都係屬於都係錯嘅。
To kill an infant, whether it be inside or outside the womb, is incorrect.
而好多嘅墮胎並唔係話因為母親嘅生命去受到危險。
And often abortions were performed not to save the lives of the mother.
而是說想清除一些她不想要的東西。
But rather that the women elected to get rid of something that she does not want.
當好像在中國一胎政策的時候 知道是女婴的时候，他会将她去听取。
It's just like when China had the one-child policy, and if the pregnant woman found out that the womb has an infant girl, they would abort it.
在美国，就算在美国里面，他知道胎儿是有缺陷的时候，很多人都选择去堕胎。
And in the United States, when somebody finds out that there might be something wrong with the unborn child, many would elect abortion.
在2009年，有位儿童的基因医生，他说92%的人，当他知道他的这个婴孩是有唐氏综合症的时候，他终结他的怀孕。
A pediatric geneticist said a few years ago,that when they can find out the genes for Down syndrome, he would advise them to have an abortion.
从来都没有人为这些无辜的婴无助的婴儿去报道他，或者去为他们发声争取权利。
We don't hear about the reporting of these infants without voices to advocate for them.
如果有些好像我们今天读的经文这个生来瞎眼的人的时候，
Just like the scripture that we just read today about this man born blind,
有缺陷或者对这个社会没有贡献的时候，
Someone who has a disability, someone who is perceived to not be able to contribute,
如果当日有坦然测试的时候，可能这一个人早已经不存在了。
And if in those days they had genetic testing, this man probably wouldn't have been born.
但我哋我先讲明，但我哋睇草呢喺度讲呢事嘅时候，我唔系当一种嘅哲学上嘅一啲嘅讨论。
But I want to emphasize that we are not doing any kind of philosophical discussions.
或者我当系啲饭后嘅议论。
Or something that we are debating among casually among friends.
Because 第一，佢对当事人来讲，或者对佢家人来讲，无论情感或者身体上一个好大个痛苦嘅经历。
But for someone who has that disability, or for his family, that is something very hard to take.
喺佢咁样嘅里面，其实佢最需要嘅系去被关怀同埋去鼓励。
This person needs to be encouraged and to be cared for.
其实人的帮助其实都很有限。
But indeed, help from others is kind of limited.
但第二就话，但神并冇去忘记我哋。
But God has not forgotten us.
尤其系嗰啲喺困苦无助里面嘅人。
Especially those who are in difficulties and helplessness.
反而我哋知道。反而神要我们知道我们的生命的目的是为了什么。
But rather, God wants us to know that what the purpose of our life is.
第三节说，要在他身上要显出神的作为。
And it tells us that within his life, he is to manifest God's glory.
在诗篇第139篇第13到第15节这样讲，讲出这个人的生命的奇妙。
And in Psalm 139, verses 13 to 15, it tells, the psalmist tells us of the dignity of life.
讲到我的生命，他说，个作者说，我的肺腑是你神造的。我在个没福的时候，你神已经任福给我，所以我要听着你，因为我这个咒造实在奇妙可畏。这个作为是几咁奇妙，是我心知道的。我在暗中就做的时候，在地的深处被联络起来的时候，我的形体定不向你隐藏。
The psalmist says, For you, God, created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well.My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth.
圣经告诉我们，我们每一个人，我们是照着神的形象做的，有尊贵， 同埋榮耀。
The Bible tells us that we were created to have the image of God, of His dignity and of His glory.
所以我哋唔可以殺人，要取去一個嘅生命。
That's why we cannot kill and take away a life.
我哋每一個人都係好獨特，好唔同。
Each and every one of us is unique.
神將所有嘅小孩子喺母親嘅腹中去編織去形成。
And God knits together every infant within his or her mother's womb.
喺佢哋嘅呢每一個人啊，無論佢係健康嘅或者有缺陷嘅，每一個人嘅造就，神都俾佢有咁嘅能力去活出去榮耀神呢個目的。
Every human being, whether it's
a healthy
or an unhealthy one, has God's purpose so that he or she will manifest God's glory.
啊，門徒佢就喺呢度啦。我睇第二節咧，個門徒就開問嘅耶穌：啊，呢個人睜嚟盲眼呢個人嗰個起因係乜嘢咧？
So, in the scripture that we just read in verse 2, we see that the disciples was asking Jesus what the purpose of this person's blindness was.
这个起因是什么？一个 cause 是什么呢？是不是因为有种某种的罪 有直接的关系呢？
Rather, what the cause of his blindness was, whether this person had sinned.
是不是这个人在个母胎里面犯罪？或者是他父母犯了罪呢？
Could it be that this person had sinned within his mother's womb, or that his parents had sinned?
是不是像中国人说的，要因果报应，要有惩罚呢？
Or like some Chinese believe that there are consequences to your bad deeds.
这个门徒他当时想得起他两个原因。
So the disciples could think of two reasons.
即是当时的犹太教所信的。
That was actually what back then Judaism believed.
但耶稣就不是这么想了他。
But Jesus did not think that way.
耶稣知道我们世上的苦难和疾病或者有残疾和死亡都是因为神都是罪的缘故。
Jesus knew that it is because of sin that we have suffering, that we have death, that we have disabilities.
不是说某一种的疾病是因为某一种的罪而来的。
It is not that certain disease is from a certain sin.
他说这个人的盲眼的原因不是因为他过去的事情，而是因为他将来所要发生的事情。
The reason for this person's blindness was not what had happened before, but rather what is about to happen.
这个残疾是有个目的的，就说要在这个人的身上要将要显出神的作为来。
There's a purpose to this person's disability that in the future, he will display God's glory.
就算在这里讲了，就算是说神的作为是多过净系医好呢个盲眼人嘅眼。
So if we think of God's purpose was more than just healing this person's blindness.
等呢个盲眼人睇到呢个自然嘅光。
That to allow this blind person to see the natural light.
冇错，对一个盲眼嘅人能够睇得到，系一件好非常了不起嘅事情啦，已经。
Indeed, it is totally incredible for someone who is blind to be able to see.
更加耶稣就话要佢知道，耶稣佢就系呢个世界上嘅光。
But Jesus also wants him to see that Jesus is the light of the world.
呢个光能够冲破黑暗去叫人嚟睇得到。
And that the light can penetrate darkness so that people can see.
他就是从神来的，是他从世人的救主。
That he is from God and he is going to be the Savior.
他就是神应许过要差来的那个基督。
He is what God had promised. He is Messiah the Christ.
第39节耶稣说的，我为了审判来到这个世界上。又叫不能够看见的可以看见，叫那些能够看见的反而去看不到。
In verse 29, Jesus said, For judgment I have come into this world so that the blind will see, and those who see will become blind.
啊，神的工作就系咩咧？叫人能够有属灵嘅改变，吓、啊、开启佢嘅心。
So God's work is so that you have spiritual transformation and change of your heart.
啊，叫佢能够睇到基督荣耀嗰个光。
So that you can see the light of the glory of Christ.
因此喺睇到嘅时候，去相信佢，然之后敬拜佢。
And when you see, you believe in Him and you worship Him.
啊，呢、这个就系人最终所需要嘅医治。
That is the ultimate healing of man.
喺呢度睇到啦，个耶稣佢就吐啲口水喺地上，啊，然后就喺同啲泥和埋佢。
So we see in the scripture that Jesus spit onto the ground and mixed his saliva with the mud on the ground.
然后咧就抹喺呢个人嘅眼睛嘅上边。
Then he smeared that onto the blind man's eyes.
啊，然后叫佢去西罗亚提咧就去洗。
And then he told the man to go to the pool of Siloam.
To wash it.
After the man went there, washed it, and he was able to see.
哇！呢个系一个被医好嘅瞎眼嘅人，喺佢第一次可以睇见嘢啊！
So this blind man who is healed, this was the very first time he could see.
哇！佢睇见呢个天空嘅云彩。
He saw the beautiful sky.
开始睇第一次见到佢父母个样。
He saw his parents.Faces for the first time.
哦，佢睇佢圣殿系几咁嘅宏伟。
He saw the magnificence of the temple.
哇，好靓啊
！Beautiful.
啊，佢同佢父母一定会好开心。
So he and his parents must have been overjoyed.
啊，佢个心灵嗰个罪疚都得到释放。
And the guilt that was within them, had been released.
啊，唔系佢个罪，知道呢个人啊，就生嚟就盲咗。
It was not the sin that caused the blindness of this man when he was born.
但系见到睇佢恢复视力之后，引来一段连串嘅问题同埋对答。
But then we see that after he was healed, there were quite a few things that were happening and some questions.
啊，话你只眼系点样去打开睇到噶
？How were your eyes opened and now you're able to see?
呢个问题一共问咗四次。
This particular question was asked four times.
啊，第一次系同佢啊平时同仲咗好多年邻居嘅人啊，睇住佢长大嘅人，睇住佢黑食嘅人去问佢噶。
The first time it was asked was from his neighbors. These neighbors saw this man grow up to beg because he was blind.
佢开始睇到啊，呢个人有啲唔同喎。
They first saw that there was something different about this man.
啊，以前咧盲眨眨嘅，而家好似企直喺度，睇得好似好清楚。
Before he was not able to see, but now it seemed like he could stand up and be able to see clearly.
佢甚至啲人都唔敢肯定呢个就系佢嚟噶啦。
These people, these neighbors, were not even sure if that was indeed him.
啊，经历神嘅人，每一个经历神嘅人，我哋生命系其实开始又有变化。
Everyone who had experienced God, their life would start to be transformed.
啊，我生命系肯定会开始有改变。
Absolutely, there will be transformation in our lives.
于是引嚟好多旁边嘅人嘅奇怪，同埋过嚟去追问。
Then that causes people around them to be amazed and to ask questions.
啊，所以圣经话叫我哋追。讲我哋每一个人都随时去准备好。
That's why the Bible tells us that we need to be prepared every single moment.
啊，用温柔敬畏嘅心去回答各人。
To have a gentleness and reverence to respond to each person.
啊，记得我第一次喺我做工嗰个摊馆嘅厨房啊，嗰个地方第一次去舍饭祈祷嘅时候。
I remember when I first started praying in a restaurant kitchen where I used to work.
哇，的确引嚟一好多嘅骚动同埋讥笑。
Indeed, it aroused a lot of ridicule.
哇，你喺度做紧乜嘢啊
？What are you doing？
你喺度祈祷啊
？You praying？
啊，你不如多谢我就好啦。嗱，听我嘭一声，个碗抌落地下几大声。
Why don't you just thank me？
哇！側邊好多 当个人生命有改变的时候，会找你很多我们旁边的人去追问我们。
So when a life is transformed, there would be lots of questions by those who are around us.
但这个从前瞎眼的人，这个从前盲眼的人，一五一十的讲给他。
So this once blind person started telling his neighbor what happened.
他说耶稣怎样去和得摸的泥泥抹在眼睛，然后去洗。
To tell them how Jesus mixed the saliva and the mud together and put it on his eyes and asked him to go to the pool and wash it away.
之后就邻居就带咗佢去嗰啲属灵嘅专家法利赛人嗰度啦。
So then later on, these neighbors took the blind man to the pious Pharisees.
因为佢第十四节讲话，耶稣开佢眼嗰日系一个安息日。
Because the day when Jesus opened this man's eye was the day of the Sabbath.
第十五到四十一节咧，我哋头先我哋冇读噶吓。
We only stopped at verse 14, but the rest of the chapter from verse 15 on, we had not read.
但如果你手上有圣经嘅话，你可以跟住我哋一齐嚟睇，睇到整个故事嘅变化。
If you have your Bible with you, please follow together with us to see how the story progresses.
一个人睇一个人点样，因为见到耶稣个光，而去成为佢主嘅门徒。
It tells us how this person who sees the light of Jesus, who becomes disciple of Christ.
第十五节啦，我睇第二节问咧，法利赛人又去问呢个问题啦，话你点样去睇得到嘅咧？
So in verse 15, we see the question asked a second time by the Pharisee now, how were you able to see?
但他们的问题的目的是想看看耶稣有没有守这个安息日。
But the purpose of their question really was to see if Jesus followed the law of the Sabbath.
如果是没有守到安息日的时候，他就是犯罪。
If he did not obey the law of the Sabbath, therefore Jesus sinned.
如果一个犯罪的人，他不是在神那里来的。
So if someone sins, someone cannot be from God.
即是说他所做的事其实不是在神叫他做的。
Therefore, what he had done was not what God had asked him to do.
在安息的里面，他和泥，就好像胎的泥，或者是抹眼，泥的眼好像在画着画，这些是 不容许的。
So when Jesus mixed his saliva with the mud together, and then he used that to smear it on the person's face, it's like, you know, he's doing work, he's doing painting.
如果你行去西罗亚池多过一天个马嘅时候嘅啦，呢个就系冇守到安息日啦。
And you are disobeying the law of the Sabbath if you walked more than 1,000 yards.To the pool of Siloam.
哇！你喺呢个时候，肯定佢捉到耶稣嘅通脚啦，呢个人直情系唔守安息日啦。
So the Pharisees think that, this time I got you. You didn't obey the law of the Sabbath.
但系喺又有一啲人，佢就咁样讲，喺佢法利赛人当中有一啲人，佢咁样讲。
But then within the group of the Pharisees, some said,
佢哋话如果一个罪人。如果佢是一个罪人的时候，我怎样行到这个神迹呢？
How could a sinner perform godly deeds？
这个其实是比刚才的不守安息日这个问题更加重要。
That question actually is even more significant than whether he had observed the law of the Sabbath。
是不是？如果他是一个罪人的，他怎样可以行到这个神迹呢？
If this person was a sinner, how could he perform miracles?
於是他們這兩批的法利賽人就在這裡紛爭，在這裡爭吵了。
So these two groups of Pharisees debated among each other.
神的光就好像透過這個以前盲眼的人，個見證射出來，射在這個黑暗的裡面。
And God's light is being shown to these people from the blind man.
当这个光照在黑暗的时候，他就会引起这个纷争。
when the light shines upon the darkness, it created debates.
啊，当光照咧到嘅时候，有人开始去明白啊，呢咩叫做真理？
When the light shone upon the darkness, some people started to realize what the truth was.
啊，当你讲光照喺呢个黑暗嘅时候，有人仍然嘅系好心硬，佢盲眼嘅睇唔到。
But when the light shone upon the darkness, there were others who hardened their hearts and would not want to see it. The Pharisees would not agree to what had happened. They didn't believe that this man was born blind. Or maybe this is through some kind of trickery. So they asked the formerly blind man's parents to come to be inquired. Is this man your son?
你哋话佢生嚟就系盲眼嘅，点解佢而家又睇得到咧
？You tell us that he was born blind. How come he can see now？
啊，佢个父母回答过系啊，呢个系真系我仔啊，生嚟系盲噶。
The parents affirmed that indeed this man is their son and he was born blind。
啊，佢今日点样能够睇到我？真系唔知啦，你自己问佢啦。
How come he's able to see？ I don't know. Why don't you ask him？
啊，佢父母。一定喺从呢个人口中知道医好佢人系耶稣。
The parents must have known from the healed man that it was Jesus who healed him。
吓，但系佢因为佢害怕俾人去赶出会堂嘅时候，佢唔敢企出嚟为主做见证。
But they were so afraid to be excommunicated that they dared not come out and testify。For Christ.
啊！呢次巴利赛人嘅第四次嘅，佢第二次又叫翻以前盲眼嘅人嘅翻嚟。
So the second time, the Pharisees asked the blind man, the formerly blind man, to come back.
啊！咁佢哋廿四次佢就话啦，对个盲眼以前盲眼嘅讲嗱，你应该将荣耀归俾神。啊！我哋知道咧，呢个人系一个罪人嚟噶。
And the Pharisees say to the blind man, "You should give glory to God. We know this man is a sinner."
是啊，我应该是将荣耀归俾神啊。
The blind man said, "Yes, indeed, I should give glory to God."
因为我从前是盲的，但我而家能够睇得到啦。
Because before I was blind, but now I see.
啊，是耶稣去医好我。
It was Jesus who healed me.
啊，佢系唔系罪人，我唔知。
I don't know whether Jesus is a sinner.
啊，其实呢个盲眼以前盲眼已经讲咗俾佢呢个身上。讲咗真相俾佢哋听。
And actually, this blind man had already told what had happened to these people.
巴利赛人只系想要佢哋想要个答案。
But the Pharisees only wanted the answer that they wanted.
佢仲想监呢个人去讲大话，去设计陷害耶稣。
They wanted to coerce this man to lie so that they can accuse Jesus.
吓喺呢个以前咧，呢个人回答第四次。
When this blind man replied for the fourth time how his eyes were opened, and this formerly blind man knew the answer much more than the pious Pharisees.
第31到33节, 他这么说。
In verses 31-33, he said,
啊，我哋知道，啊，嗰个以前盲眼嗰人佢回答，我哋知道咧，神唔听罪人嘅话，唯有咧嗰啲敬奉神、遵行佢旨意嘅人咧，神先至听佢嘅。从创世以嚟啊，都未曾话听见过有人将生嚟系盲眼嘅人嘅眼开咗，吓。如果呢个人啊唔系从神嚟嘅话，佢乜嘢都唔能够做。
So this was the blind man's reply to the Pharisees. We know that God does not listen to sinners. He listens to the godly man who does His will. Nobody has ever heard of opening the eyes of a man born blind. If this man were not from God, he could do nothing.
这个真是真正的答案啊。
This is the real answer.
就算他们法利赛人自己都知道。
The Pharisee knew that.
在他们的圣经讲话，当弥赛亚来的时候，他会医治那些身体或者心灵上盲眼的人。
Because they knew from scripture that when the Messiah comes, he will open the eyes of the physically and spiritually blind people.
弥赛亚都讲话，坐喺暗里面嘅人，佢突然间睇见有大光。
Even Prophet Isaiah said that those who sat in darkness would see a great light.
当佢咁样睇见嘅时候，佢就知道呢个拯救要嚟噶啦。
When they see that, they know that salvation is here.
但点解嗰啲法利赛人仲咁盲睇唔到咧？
But why are the Pharisees so blind?
是不是因为他自己自以为是，或者他的骄傲呢？
Is it because of their self-righteousness or their pride?
其实这些都是很多我们未信的人的心。
Many who are not believers.
他看过很多人的改变，如果不是有神的工作，这个人不会信耶稣的。
They have seen great transformations of many believers, and if this was not the work of God, itwould seem to be quite impossible.
但他们硬是不信。
But they continue with their unbelief.
上次我们讲到是一个属灵的无知，他不知道。
Last time we talked about spiritual ignorance.
今次是讲到他属灵的反抗，的rebellion。
This time we're talking about spiritual rebellion.
相反的，你看到在耶稣的光照之下，
But to the contrary, under the light of Jesus,
这个从前黑眼的人，他的信心的慢慢渐渐的坚强。
The formerly blind man's faith continued to strengthen gradually.
他听见话，以前听见这个人就叫做耶稣，在第十一节说，那个人叫耶稣，他医好我。
So one of his first statements in verse 11 was, Oh, I knew of this man called Jesus.
然后第十七节他说叫他做是先知，是神派来的先知。
And then when it comes to verse 17, the blind man says, He is the prophet.
跟着在一路讲他连串的对话，第三十三节那里他说，他知道能够开他眼的人一定是在神那里来的。
And then when it comes to verse 33, the blind man said, I know that the person who opened up my eyes is from God.
在第35节他说，他知道原来他就是神的儿子。
And in verse 35, the blind man says, He is the Son of God.
最后他称呼他为主，并且去敬拜他。
And at the end,He called Jesus his Lord and worshipped him.
你可以看到个渐有一个以前咧好净系听见话耶稣，慢慢渐渐嘅去认识耶稣就系佢生命嘅主。
We see how this man progressed from just knowing that there was a Jesus to progressing to know and confess that he is his Lord.
听到将信心更加嘅渐渐嘅坚定。
And his faith.Was gradually being firmed up.
他以前是一个盲眼的黑色的人。
He was previously a blind beggar.
在社会中认为是没有地位的。
He was looked down upon, he had no status in society.
没将来。
He had no future.
甚至被人认为是罪有应得的，生出来就盲了眼。
And even some people thought that he deserved it, that he was born blind.
但是认识了耶稣之后，
But once he accepted a new Christ,
他知道他的身份和价值是在乎耶稣基督。
He knew his identity and his value is based on Christ.
不是在乎他的成就，
Not based on his accomplishments.
耶稣就是他生命的主。
Christ is his Lord.
耶稣就是他的医治和拯救。
Christ is his healer and his salvation.
其实耶稣更大的工作就是他主要经历的要给人的救恩。
And the greatest work of Christ is to for you to experience His grace.
啊，耶稣佢自己去俾人厌弃。
Christ was despised himself.
佢俾人出卖去羞辱。
He was betrayed and he was mocked.
背负我哋个罪走上十字架。
He bore our sins. He went on the cross.
佢经历佢更深嘅黑暗、更深嘅黑夜喺死亡。
He experienced even darker night in death.
佢三天之后，佢好似光咁冲破呢个死亡黑暗嘅权势。
And 3 days later, as if light had burst into the darkness.
啊，带嚟人类一个复活嘅生命。
And given us the resurrected life.
啊，喺个新天新地嘅里面，我哋会再冇眼痛苦、眼泪同埋死亡。
In this new heaven and new earth, there'd be no more tears, no more deaths.
但好多人因为苦难，我哋去埋怨。
But many people complain when they're under the burden of suffering.
啊，点解神唔会看顾我咧？
Why doesn't God care about me?
啊，如果神医好我啊，或者睇咗神迹，我就信啦。
If God heals me and if I see the miracle, I will believe.
No, 今日个经文你可以睇得到。
But from today's scripture, you can see.
伯利泰人佢系睇到呢个神迹。
The Pharisees saw the miracle.
但系佢嘅心里头更加嘅刚硬，更加嘅唔信。
But their heart was even more hardened. They would not believe.
佢只系想神跟住佢嘅方法嚟做。
They just wanted God to do according to their own will.
啊，但当被圣灵光照，能够睇见耶稣荣耀嘅人。
But those who had been enlightened, been shown by the Holy Spirit.
啊，虽然喺苦难当中，个经历系几咁嘅刻骨铭心。
Even in very weary trials.
但系神让我哋经历到呢个苦难系有个目的。
But God's purpose is still there in our suffering.
呢个苦难好似嗰个开心嘅手术一样。
This suffering is just like something that opens up your heart.
好似一个铁肉嘅咁痛。
It does feel painful.
喺铁肉当中去打开佢嘅心门。
It's painful when your heart is being opened.
啊，因为睇到我以前过去，我不嬲咗揸住，啊，咗认为我哋可以依靠，唔可以少嘅偶像。
When our hearts are open, we see what our former life was like, how we grasped onto worldly things.
啊，譬如啊，我哋讲咗我哋人嘅尊严、人嘅面子。
Or maybe we grasped onto our a dignity, our own faces.
啊，我哋不嬲咗要严守嘅规矩。
Or previous principles that we held tight.
啊，我哋自以为骄傲嘅嘢。
Or things that we felt prideful of.
啊，当我心被打开时候，原来呢啲嘢一啲嘢都帮唔到我哋。
But when our hearts are open, we realize that all of those things couldn't help us.
就在苦难的里面，我们开始真正知道我们是哪一个。
It is in suffering that we start to see who we truly are.
啊，我们不是基于我有几多的承受。
My identity is not based on how much I have accomplished.
唔係基於人哋點樣去睇我。
It's not based on how people look at me.
唔係基於我做咗啲乜嘢。
It's not based on what I had done.
我嘅身份係在於基督佢神嘅兒子嚟到去拯救我。
My status is based in Christ, how He came to save me.
啊，我嘅成功淨唔但能夠帶俾我安全感。
My success would not give me total security.
相反，喺一個失敗同埋軟弱嘅裏面，使到我內心能夠開始新嘅體會。
To the contrary, it is through sometimes our failures, our helplessness that we experience something new.
啊，教導我哋靠嘅係乜嘢
？It teaches us what we should truly rely on.
因為睇到乜嘢嘢先至係乜啲唔會動搖嘅。
To tell us what would not be shakeable.
但係有時攞走我哋喺生命中我哋最寶貴嘅嘢。
Sometimes God would take away what we think is precious in our lives.
但將更好嘅嘢去俾我哋，就佢嘢神佢自己。
But God gives us something even more precious, His Son Jesus Christ.
我哋人冇乜嘢可以獻俾神。
As human, there is not much that we can offer to God.
所以神要嘅唔係我哋嘅成就。
What God wants is not our success.
神要嘅係我哋嘅心。
God wants our hearts.
神要嘅係我哋嘅悔改，係我哋對佢嘅倚靠。
God wants our repentance. God wants our reliance on Him.
神最大嘅工作反而會係話有時會建立喺我哋嘅失敗同埋軟弱上邊。
And sometimes God's greatest work would be built upon our greatest failure and weakness.
當我哋能夠完全依靠神嘅時候，神就能夠做到最奇妙嘅事。
When we can totally depend on God, that is when God will do the most amazing thing.
我一次聽一個母親講話，佢八歲嘅女去問佢一個嘅問題。
I heard recently from a mother of an 8-year-old girl who asked her mother a question.
佢話：如果啲人咁差。
You know, we see how terrible people are nowadays.
第時神會唔會咧，就去用另外一種嘅人種嚟代替我哋啊
？Would God create a different species to replace humans？
八歲嘅細路仔問呢個問題。
An 8-year-old girl asked this question.
佢知道呢啲人咁差之後，神會唔會揾另外一啲嘢嚟代替我哋？原本嗰班唔要佢啦咁。
She sees how depraved human beings are, and she wants to know if God would ever create something better to replace us.
但我哋感謝神，並冇離棄我哋。
But we thank God He had never forsaken us.
神並冇話因為我咁冇用、咁差，而將我好似墮胎嘅人一樣，將我從呢個世界裡面去剪退。
God would not abort us because of our depravity.
反而他自己来到这个世界上。
But instead, He came to this earth Himself.
背负我们的罪。
Took up all our sin.
背负我们这么软弱无能的人。
Bore us who are so weak and so helpless.
死在十字架上面。
Died on the cross.
受我应该受到嗰个嘅惩罚。
Took the punishment that I deserve.
而将嗰个我唔配得个公义俾过我哋。
And give us this undeserved glory.
耶稣自己嚟，佢亲自嘅嚟去医治我哋。
Jesus came himself to personally heal us.
他带我们回到天父那里和天父去和好。
To bring us back to his heavenly father to be reconciled with him.
所以这个恩典叫我们知道唯有耶稣才是我们生命最宝贵、最宝贵的人。
And this grace is what we should treasure the most.
配得过我们全心去敬拜他、去侍奉他。
It deserves our wholehearted worship.And service.
使到我哋能够喺有勇喺困难，就算喺有逼迫、有困难嚟嘅时候，有勇气站出嚟去见证主。
And even under the most difficult persecution, that we will have the courage to witness for Christ.
因此我哋每一个蒙到神怜悯嘅人。
So for those of us who have received the mercy of God.
其实我们应该看看我们旁边周围的人。
We should look around us.
我们找一个人。
Let us select at least one person.
至少一个，他好像被人遗弃了，忘记了的人。
A person who might have been forsaken, who might have been forgotten.
望下你周围，有边一个佢而家正喺心灵里面有好大嘅挣扎、好大嘅痛苦嘅人。
Look around and see if there is someone who is struggling deeply.
佢哋需要耶稣。
He or she needs Christ.
佢哋需要藉着信主嘅人嘅关心同安慰去见到耶稣嘅光。
She needs a Christian who cares for her in order for her to see Jesus' light.
我愿意花呢个时间喺呢一个人嘅身上去陪伴佢。
I'm willing to spend time to be with this person.
想一想有呢个咁嘅人吗
？Think about is there such a person？
如果你需要有帮助，佢话可能牧师们会好愿意同你一齐嘅，咁样去开始去关心，去帮助呢个人。
If you need help to care for this person, the pastors are much willing to help you to do that.
香港会唱一首嘅诗歌。
We will be singing a hymn.
Open my eyes. 呢首诗歌就话，就是我哋需要每一，我哋每一需要每一日都要嚟到市面主面前有一个安静嘅时间。
And the hymn tells us that.Every day, we need to have a quiet time.
让圣灵在我们读经和祈祷的时候光照我们的心。
To allow the Holy Spirit to shine unto our hearts when we read His Word and when we pray.
在读经的时候看看我们的智力有没有退化到。
When we read His Word,We'll see whether our vision had deteriorated.
啊，我哋睇就睇到啦。
Even though we may see,
但有冇边一个角落，我哋渐渐失去咗我哋对神原有个爱心
？But are there areas in our lives where we had lost our faith？
我哋每一日，我哋都花十五分钟，最少十五分钟，我哋安静嘅嚟到神面前。
Let us spend each day at least 15 minutes to have quiet time with the Lord.
我哋一同起立，我哋唱呢首诗歌。
Let us all stand and sing this hymn.
Open my eye.
Open my eye so I may see.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, may your light shine into our hearts. Let us know our blind spots. So that we may repent. So that we may return to you. Lord, we thank you for your saving work on the cross. So that we can see and we are healed. Lord, we thank you. Heavenly Father, may you grant us a merciful heart to others. To care for those who are in need. So that your light would shine through us each day, so that those around us will see you. Lord, please help us. Pray this in your Son's name.
Amen.
Amen. Please be seated.